I'm holding something called a Caregiver Smile Summit. We have over 50 experts in all aspects of caregiving. My very first expert was Dr. Maria Zayas, and she talked to us about an idea called conscious aging, like almost deliberate paying attention to our aging. You know, what she said is as caregivers, you know, we're finding that more and more caregivers are people in their 50s and 60s themselves who actually are coping with not only caregiving, but the aging process and the need to take care of themselves. And what she says is we also have to look at our life and our legacy. And she says it goes deeper than having purpose. Certainly being a caregiver is a great purpose, and I talked a lot about that. But on a larger level, what she's talking about is that elders, and it could start with boomers, are stewards of our society. You know, we're the ones who want to leave it in a better place for the next generation. We want to be sages. We want to be mentors. So when you're in the midst of a caregiving journey, you still need to separate to your own journey and what it means, because you're getting older too. And so rethinking the aging process sometimes starts with taking an inventory, okay? And this was kind of interesting. I had a doctor friend of mine put me through this idea. He said, go back through your life and take an inventory of all your accomplishments. You know, it's a time when I was waning in my accomplishments and, you know, in life and legacy and all that. And when I put the three or four, it came out to four pages or something, there was a lot there. I mean, a major amount of things, great accomplishments that I would bet not a whole lot of people have had in their life. When you take an inventory like that, you have a better understanding of who you are as a person. And then when you talk about being a sage or a mentor, you have a mentor, you have a better understanding of what it is you can contribute back to society. So it's about slowing down, paying attention, taking an inventory, understanding that we're mentors, and most of all, we really have to relieve the stress in our daily lives in order to concentrate on our aging consciously. Thanks.